This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A little revolution is happening inside an important room in New York restaurants. No, not the kitchen, the bathroom. Recently, the Soho restaurant Balthazar announced it will eliminate its bathroom attendants. Here to tell us about the dying culture of bathroom attendants is Bloomberg News restaurant critic Ryan Sutton. Welcome back to WNYC, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
So is Balthazar off your list now because no one's there to hand you a towel anymore?
Balthazar is not off my list anymore.
Okay.
So it goes. I was at Balthazar last night. I walked downstairs to see if the bathroom attendants were still there, and guess what? They were. I asked them how much longer they'll be there, and the bathroom attendant kindly told me that, you know, they're still figuring things out. Do I hope they stay? I don't hope they stay. I hope they stay within the company because they deserve to keep their jobs. And, of course, it appeared as if they were going to lose their jobs after Henry Blodgett of Business Insider wrote this op-ed saying that he felt uncomfortable having these people watch them as he relieved himself.
And that's what prompted Balthazar to announce that it was getting rid of the bathroom attendants?
Right. That's what prompted Keith McNally, big New York City restaurateur, the guy behind Pastis and, of course, Balthazar. And he said he kind of agrees with them. And he wrote to them that they'll be probably keeping their jobs in the company, but that he agrees that this is not more or less a necessary service in contemporary restaurant culture. And I tend to agree with that. I don't believe we need bathroom attendants in restaurants.
How did the tradition get started, do you know, and which restaurants are still keeping them?
I'm certainly not a bathroom attendant historian, but in my short 34 years on this earth, I have seen very few of them. I remember seeing them in Tavern on the Green before it closed down. I remember seeing them at the Rainbow Room, which, of course, closed down as well. More recently, they are found in more, I don't want to say high-scale restaurants, but clubby restaurants. I walked around to a few of the Lavo Group restaurants last night, the Arlington Club, Lavo, and Tao. The Arlington Club did not have bathroom attendants, but Lavo and Tao did. Now, listen, are these very good restaurants? Not necessarily, but they are high-trafficked restaurants, and these are restaurants that they believe probably need to have someone there full-time so they can help with the flow of people going in and out, so that the gentleman can have a spray of Acqua di Gio should they need some.
So it seems there's two different kinds of restaurants that have bathroom attendants, the clubby kind and the sceney kind, the one creating a scene and the one trying to create a certain atmosphere.
Exactly. And when one walks into a restaurant like Tao, especially Tao Downtown, which is one of New York's largest restaurants, it's fairly new. It feels like it can hold over 1,000 people, and you can understand why there would be someone there full time. But, you know, the flip side of the coin is I was there last night and I still got water on my shirt because there was a little water, you know, right by the sink, which you're supposed to mop up. So are they really getting the job they need to get done? Is this really necessary? Again, I just don't know. I mean, listen, when I worked at restaurants or the restaurants I worked at, we didn't have bathroom attendants, and there was a very good reason why. Cleaning the bathrooms was everyone's responsibility. We didn't have this second-class server, the second-class restaurant employee. This was simply another step of service. It was part of the guest experience. And by ensuring that everyone had to clean the bathrooms, from the management to the waiters to the butchers, it made it a collective responsibility. This is about service. It's not about servitude. It's not about guilting someone into tipping you because you're standing right there.
Ryan Sutton is a restaurant critic at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
This is WNYC.